Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Apple has asked a London tribunal to throw out a nearly $1 billion lawsuit filed last year on behalf of 1,500 developers over its unfair 30% commission charged on purchases made on apps and content. Sean Ennis, a competition law professor and former economist, is spearheading the case and says Apple has abused its dominant position in the market for distribution of apps on its devices. Apple says 85% of developers on its app store do not pay any commission at all and is asking the tribunal to throw the case out, which its lawyers argue is unsustainable. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo estimates Apple sold in the neighborhood of 160 to 180,000 Apple Vision Pro units over the weekend. Kuo previously estimated that the company would produce between 60 and 80,000 units for its February 2nd release. Initial sales were fast as shipping dates quickly slipped from February 2nd to mid to late February. Kuo notes, however, that demand may have tapered off as late February shipping dates have held in the 48 hours after pre-orders open. Morgan Stanley analysts believe that the Vision Pro could sell as many as 300 to 400,000 units this year. Kuo doesn't believe it would be challenging for Apple to sell as many as 500,000. Netflix has announced a long-term deal with the WWE to broadcast its headline show, Monday Night Raw, starting next year. Raw is currently the number one rated show on NBC Universal's USA network and has tie-ins to Peacock. Additionally, Netflix outside of the United States gets access to other WWE shows like SmackDown and Next, plus monthly premium live events like WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and the Royal Rumble. Peacock, at least for now, retains rights to that content inside of the U.S. A TikTok spokesperson confirmed to NPR that the short-form video platform has laid off around 60 employees in Los Angeles, New York, Austin, and abroad in a routine reorganization intended to cut costs. The reduction in staff comes after TikTok's parent company ByteDance cut hundreds of jobs at the game development arm Nuverse last year, preceded by a round of TikTok layoffs in 2022 and the elimination of TikTok's Dublin-based recruitment staff in early 2023. In other layoff news, League of Legends developer Riot Games announced it was reducing staff by 530 employees, or about 11% of its workforce, and is shutting down its Riot Forge publishing arm. According to a company blog post, cuts are mainly targeted outside of core development teams. In addition to Riot Forge, which is completely shut down, other areas hit hard include Legends of Runeterra and the League of Legends card game. The CNIL, a French regulator that oversees France's data privacy, has fined Amazon 32 million euros because it implemented an overly intrusive surveillance system. The CNIL is focusing on a warehouse barcode scanner and Amazon's data gathering practices that track employees' work or interruptions so accurately that every break or interruption has to be justified. It's worth pointing out that the CNIL is listing data processing wrongdoings. This isn't a labor case. It's a data processing case about illegitimate and excessive monitoring of warehouse workers. According to WA Beta Info, WhatsApp is working on a new feature that would bring AirDrop-like functionality, allowing nearby devices to share files. WhatsApp's new feature is currently under development and hasn't reached beta yet, but we do have an idea of how it will work. Users wanting to share files will likely need to shake their device to activate a request and be near other WhatsApp users. Recipients need to open up WhatsApp, shake their phones, and accept the request. Share sessions will be end-to-end encrypted, and phone numbers will be protected. iOS 17.3 is out and has a new feature. Stolen device protection requires you to scan your fingerprint or use Face ID when performing certain actions, such as viewing safe passwords or applying for a new Apple card. Stolen device protection is supposed to prevent thieves from taking your iPhone and quickly taking over access to anything stored in iCloud as well as other important accounts. To turn on stolen device protection, head to the Settings app and select Face ID and passcode. From there, enter your device passcode and toggle the feature on. And finally, a massive 12 terabyte, 26 billion record data leak, being referred to as the MOAB, or mother of all breaches, is likely the biggest found to date, and records from platforms such as Twitter, Dropbox, LinkedIn, Adobe, and others have been found. Researchers believe the database found on an open storage instance was likely compiled by a malicious threat actor that could use the data to leverage a wide range of attacks. As bad as that sounds, not much of the data appears to be new. It's likely a compilation of cases from previous breaches. Still, the inclusion of usernames and password combinations does raise a concern. If you haven't been a good steward of password management, now might be a good time to do so. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.